that as an argument that we're already seeing, you know,
right,
5% of our practices already.
Yeah, it's kind of just anecdotal information though, really, as far as like what percentage was uninsured before project access participation, I wouldn't, I mean, that's...
And then what would you say to say, well, good, here, take some more?
Right.
What is the argument?
So basically, what we just say is, you know, we're really looking to just coordinate your care for you, your volunteer work for you, and that way, because we actually do provide, like, the case management component, we provide translation, transportation services so that patients won't miss their appointments. So we guarantee a 100% like show up rate, if you will. So we really, you know, I don't want to take any more time from the speaker, but maybe we can answer.
Good one. Good morning. My name is Mark Foster. My co-author and researcher is Rosalind Frazier. I want to thank her contribution and leadership on the project, along with Linda Leisk, who's not here, who's done a lot of work on this. And ultimately, I think Linda was the one who inspired us to go find out what was going on. Basically, this is a story about seniors on Medicare who can't find a doctor. And as a result of hearing stories about that, we conducted a census of physicians in Alaska to find out their practice with respect to Medicare beneficiaries. No relationships to disclose.
We can have a relationship. Nobody's ever offered me any money.
So what we did was we went around and we were focused on the primary care doctors throughout the state. And basically what we found is in the rural areas, the doctors were taking pretty much all the patients who would show up at the door in the tradition that we're familiar with. As we moved into what constitute the, what we consider the kind of the urbanized areas in Fairbanks, Mat-Su, and in Anchorage, we found the pattern changing. Now, where's the mouse? There it is. All right. In Anchorage, the urban hub, think about a community roughly 300,000, 350,000, maybe as much as 400,000 in terms of the referral area that the doctors are seeing. And of the 75 primary care doctors in the census data, 13 would see new patients that were Medicare beneficiaries. 35 would see established patients. 7 were now limiting to only very limited basis, and 20 doctors had opted out. Where are they going? A little bit small, but the main point is we've got several places for people to go. The VA, the Native Health Service, the Family Practice Residency Program at the main hospital, Neighborhood Health Center, independent nurse practitioners, and then various doctor's offices, ERs, et cetera. We didn't have enough data to really parse all that out. But the one interesting thing we did find, the trend in emergency room is pretty flat. Over 5 years, the total was about 8% growth over 5 years in total. Anchorage Neighborhood Health Center, the public health clinic, saw rapid growth that was basically clearly more than doubling, almost tripling over a period.
Is that public health or federally qualified health center?
Federally qualified health center in this case, yes. And the VA, also with a new facility, grew from the 939 to the 1413. So the population beneficiaries who weren't getting in to see the doctors, going to the public health clinic, going to the VA, going to some of the other facilities, I'm sorry, in the area. We asked the doctors, why aren't you seeing new Medicare patients? Inadequate reimbursement, top, clearly was a big concern. Billing requirements, already have enough patients, sort of the usual litany, but we really were struck by almost 98% saying it's very clear to us that the reimbursement is insufficient. If you look back at the GAO report in 2006, looking at Medicare beneficiaries across the country and the percentage of the beneficiaries reporting a big problem finding a doctor, we like to look at the Pacific Northwest market because that's really where we draw our doctors from and we have the circulation. And we found, you know, Alaska almost always tops out in terms of the Medicare access problems that are reported, but we also note there's some other Western states where it's a problem, as well as other Western states where it doesn't appear to be a problem. And it's not clear what the patterns are as you run various regressions and try and tease out what's going on. The one thing I think that's very noteworthy is when we compare Anchorage, which is in the blue, to the community tracking survey for the U.S. for Medicaid in the maroon and Medicare of the physicians accepting all new patients. The community tracking in 2004-2005, about 61%. We switched to Medicaid, we're down to 42%, and in Anchorage, Alaska, 17% of the physicians are seeing new Medicare beneficiaries. The senior population's experiencing quite a problem. And the no new patients, 73% are taking no new patients in Alaska, compared to Medicare nationwide of 12 and Medicaid at 26. So the main takeaway from this is Alaska's situation isn't like Medicare other places. It's not even like Medicaid other places. It's really significantly off the chart. And if we look at what Medicaid pays compared to Medicare on a state-by-state basis, this is Medicare versus Medicaid, so you can see the difference in the payments between those two programs. Alaska and Wyoming, Medicare is well below Medicaid. Medicare is well below Medicaid. And we go to the other states, you see the reverse situation. U.S. average about 1.5. Great source of information, the physician's survey from the Urban Institute in 2008. When I drill down and look at particular procedures and look at private insurance, Medicare, and Medicaid, and look at Anchorage, Seattle, and Boston. Boston, Medicare pays better than Medicaid. Private clearly pays best, and you can sort of see the differentials. I get to Seattle pretty close in that market. I get to Anchorage. Medicare clearly lagging behind Medicaid, and all clearly behind. And so as a result, you can imagine the payer mix from the position of, you know, the physician looking at their payer mix makes decisions based on that. How do we characterize the problem as we see it in Alaska? We said, well, let's look at it like a bus. How much are you paying for your ticket? The private insurance folks are paying, let's say, $1 for their ticket. They're getting the best seats at the front. Medicaid in Alaska, basically paying about 81 cents relative to the private payer. They're getting next on the bus. The Medicare basically is paying about 63 cents for the ticket. They're on the back of the bus and falling off right now. When we look forward at reform initiatives, we're very nervous about reform initiatives that expand Medicaid, and have a public option that basically pays better than Medicare in Alaska, because we're very worried that our seniors as a population are not going to make it on to the list for care. And the systems that we have for sort of the safety net at the community health center and the VA and the hospitals, the capacity there is limited. We're basically pushing up against it with the growth. And we happen to have the second largest sort of growth rate in seniors in the country. I think Utah is number one. I think we're number two in terms of annual percentage growth. Thank you. So I think the problem that we're very concerned about is basically our Medicare beneficiaries, given the payment schedule and given the physician practices as a result of that, are going to have a very hard time. And wouldn't surprise me that we see more of them moving out of state as a result. Thank you. Any questions?
Cool.
Yeah. The Medicare reimbursement has the formula that's applied, and each state gets sort of the, you know, a cost study of sorts depending on how often they're doing them and how accurately. In Alaska, the senators have frequently gone in and attempted to manually adjust it through the legislative process because of this situation where the Medicare administrative process doesn't seem to be able to get that reimbursement rate up high enough to be comparable to, you know, other insurance systems. So we have both that administrative process going on and then legislative imposition of sort of additional bumps, but it's still way behind.
Yeah, at the same time, Alaska has a lot fewer Medicare
Benefit, yes. Yes. Well, in fact,
and he
periodically has taken runs at it. In 2004, 2005, they got a 1.67 multiplier on the national average. And so for a little while, for 2 years, the situation was pretty good, and doctors were starting to sign up. At the end of the 2 years, they weren't able to get it extended. At that point, doctors learned. They couldn't trust that higher level. And so even most recently, they got a little bump in the physician practice portion of the formula. It wasn't enough to get the doctors back on. They just said, hey, we've learned from before. I don't want to go in and out with that population because it's just, it's bad for the market and for my, positioning with the marketplace.
Cool.
Yeah.
How does Alaska's Medicaid reimbursement rate compare to other states in terms of generosity?
It tends to be higher than most other states, and certainly higher as I measure it relative to private insurance. As you may recall from that one slide, let me see if I can find it real quick. .81 for Medicaid to the private insurance, and you'll see the other Medicaid in other states. And I think, there's really two things happening there. One is the relative wealth of Alaska because of the oil money. I also see a similar pattern in Wyoming, that they tend to pay the Medicaid at a better rate than other states relative to private insurance. And I think the other feature is there's a limitation on enrollment, so they're pretty tight criteria. They're really limited to, at one point, 150% of federal poverty level rather than 200 or more. And so as a result of sort of squeezing down the enrollment, they really can afford slightly higher rates in that overall budget process.
So if I look at this chart, I guess I would prefer to correct it to determine that the Medicare rates aren't any different from Seattle and Boston. Is that correct or is that incorrect?
That's relative to private, in sorts of relative measure in those. The rates are different, they're higher, but this is a relative measure within each market. All right.
Thank you.
Yes.
I have a question. I was really surprised by what you showed because I'm from Michigan, and I work for Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan, and we model our rates based on what Medicare does, and we have 98% of the docs participate with us. So I guess is part of the moral of this story that the doctors will always go after the highest paying plan, and if Medicaid is the highest, that's what they'll go after Medicaid, and they'll want to see fewer Medicare. But if Medicare is higher, they'll be more interested in treating Medicare patients relative to Medicaid. I mean, is that, do you think?
I think doctors pay attention to their payer mix, and where it's obvious that there's a difference, like Alaska and a few other places, they're making business decisions and not taking new patients on or limiting their exposure. Typically in Alaska, the primary care doctors might take 8%, up to 8% as Medicare beneficiaries, and they're really limiting to a number like that in their mix. Yep, thank you.
And I'm going to be proactive and move this because people think they'll use their